reception seemed like she was tired, and I like her. I always mention her in very fond regards.
Roger, well, how could they help that?
That's true. They do call her a lot.
No, that's fine.
They called back today though and said the mother was doing okay or something.
Yeah, Roger, Tom talked to him.
Oh, that's good. I'm sure they like him too. He's sort of an ingratiating person.
Yes, the only one of the trio that's a problem really is Jerry. Jerry.
Oh, yes, I know. Well, there's always a grouch in every crowd. Nothing personally in Canada, of course. I get kind of grouchy, too, because I keep getting my own driver.
Roger.
In fact, my laryngitis always improves. I mean, it gets more laryngitis as the night wears on, and at 3 and 4 a.m., come rolling around, my laryngitis really, you know. But I don't know, I guess it's just one of those things. That's sort of what I used to get when I started working. I'd always get laryngitis at least once or twice a year.
Well, you got to admit, it goes a long ways on sympathy.
Yeah, there must be some subconscious reason for it, because, you know, it seems like whenever you use your voice, a lot of stuff kind of creeps in. Timo has this new way of relating to the adults around him. When he wants something. He wanted something from Alan the other day, so he went up to Alan and he said, "There's a lot there, sweetie pie, darling. Are you there?" Oh, that's innovative. What? Yeah, I guess he thought sweetie pie darling would be more effective, but then of course if that doesn't work, he says, "I'm gonna knock you down," or another standard line is, "I'm not gonna be your friend anymore."
Roger, Roger. He tries every angle.
Roger, Roger. Well, there's this thing is, you know, well, if I don't get my, you know, piece of candy, I'm not going to be your friend anymore. As a final resort, there's always I'm going to knock you down. This all sounds very common. Roger, well. Yeah, he has it's sort of a step-by-step progression and things work or don't work. The other day he was talking to Alan on the radio. We were trying to encourage him to say hi and how are you, and he goes, "Pretty mad at you." Who did he say that to? Alan. And he was mad at Alan because Alan hadn't been around for a while. Roger. Stand by a minute.
Hello, Tiana.
No.
they're sitting on my table here. I'm figuring to send them over with the next person. I didn't feel that it was, that I could send it airmail first class, you know.
Okay, she'll accept that. She will accept that answer, even if it's not her preferred.
Boy, that's really backing down for that one.
Yes, it is indeed. But we do need a copy processing book. I mean, it would be nice. And we are getting beans downriver that we roast and we grind and all that for right now, because it's quite a money saver for the orphanage, and I want to be extravagant, and also it's very tasty and it's much better. Okay, we have just been consulting with Dr. Eilertsen, over.
Roger.
And he said that it's his opinion that it would be better for the patient to talk to Dr. Austin rather than the proposed doctor, over. Dr. Austin, rather than Dr. Paul. It would be better for Dr. Austin. He does not think it's a good idea to, just doesn't think it would be medically feasible. I would not be within the experience of Dr. Paul, over.
Give me a minute,
frequency in use. This frequency is in use. This is WD6DVI in CUSO with WD. At this point, I was talking about Dr. Call when I had a question for Eilertsen, and you were mentioning Dr. Austin. And I don't know anything about Dr. Austin, so, I didn't know Dr. Austin was called in on consultation on this case. He suggested the doctor, he felt that the other alternative just would not be practical, and he was worried about that consultation being even considered, over. We did not suggest it. It was suggested in reaction to the previous doctor that was suggested to be consulted. You copy?
Well, there was no doctor to suggest being consulted, and Dr. Austin wasn't even remotely in our
office. WA 6 Sierra Zulu Delta. WA 6 Sierra in Glendora.
Here now, and you can cool your butt off in the snow, right?
No, I don't want to see that. I'll wait a little bit longer, and I just want to catch
you over in
Portugal Friday, and I'm going to see if I can just work down this frequency around this time. I'll look for you about, you're a little early, aren't you? I'll look for you about 0500,
and
I did catch Jack. We had a group band opening, I think, the night before last, so I talked to Jack a little bit, and we'll work him, but instead of worrying about another frequency, if you just stay on your radio plate and I'll find you about 0500. I hope to be set up in
the I copy.
Friday afternoon, your time. I'm going to be due in WD5.
He does not think that Dr. Bob's opinion is anything new. Do you copy?
You from over there? Excuse me,
I know that the question,
and
he'll
stand
by with explaining.
Oh, wait on. Sorry, my Friday, no good. No good, I'm never here on the Friday, huh? How about Saturday? Saturday, the same time, go ahead.
Yeah, that'll be fine. In fact, I'll listen the next few days. I'll be there.
We're getting flashed out. Can I find a different frequency so we can get a...
Don't stay home just for me, so I'll catch you.
Stand by a minute. I can't even hear you talking right now. Stand by.
That'll be fine, and I'm glad I caught you tonight. I won't be on at all tomorrow. And that's great, and I may catch you when you're talking to Jack, too. You can't tell one of those days.
He does not feel that Mrs. Garcia is anything new. Do you copy? He feels that her opinion is the direct result of Mrs. Seymour not doing right by DeWitt in, taking him out to a movie. Over. Copy so far? So we feel this to be expected, that people would naturally talk to members of the club. Copy? And of course, the club members in turn would get in touch with Dr. Bond. Over. He would like for Mrs. Garcia to speak directly to Alan tomorrow. Over. Yes, Roger, that's what I thought. Stand by. What? He does not feel that William should see Dr. Paul at all. Do you copy? Stand by. I think something something similar to Arthur's previous situation. Something similar to Arthur's. Over.
I know because
they did not have an opportunity to get the answer out before they were told they had asked the wrong question. Over.
Oh.
Patrick's problem. You copy?
Roger, yes.
There is nothing bigger, and I get the impression that it must be thought it was something bigger if Danielle was brought into it. I mean, if you're bringing Danielle into it, then it's on two different scopes. You copy?
Just relatives in general, if they were traveling, they had any relatives coming.
Roger.
to say why I do things this way. You forget that you were in the car. I have almost forgotten what part of the car is. I'm glad for the information. To me,
about insurance? No, what I'm saying is
Tell us about that.
That's the wall. That's the
Roger, thank you. I'm not sure copying the last part of that state. You can say it was a periodical.
It was just the American radio relay that the U.S. students on it on May 71. I saw it myself.
Fantastic, fantastic. That's fantastic. How's everything else going with you, good man?
Thank
you for asking. Oh, there's one thing I would like to know that I've talked to Jack to see the conflict that has yet over. You know, I'm waiting for the good cabinet minister to come back to talk to the matter of that's what we do, I think it was the book, KYV-44. We told him that he wanted to take the name, and he wanted to relay your message to be able to be in Boston. He used to call and say, did you get those things in Dr. Walsh?
Copy WB-60 to the eye. Roger, this is WB6DVI, and Tucson with WB6MID, portable 8R3.
R3, your personal office, enter street, certain kind of lifestyle, not just, you know, you shouldn't get disturbed by things, you copy?
Roger, I don't know that he conveyed that to us, but I'm sure that he must be thinking it. He must be thinking it over.
Thinking Danielle's health might be failing.
Roger, I understand what you mean. Roger.
Danielle has too many persons. I don't think I think she'll come through. But you know, you can't. Life is uncertain. One has to live with uncertainty.
Roger. I think that a great deal of that was conveyed in the letter that we received, in which I took to him today over.